If you look at the 75-year transatlantic alliance between Europe and the United States, it's basically always been described as this rock-solid, lifelong marriage.
Right, exactly.
But reading through today's stack of sources, so Wall Street Journal reports, Carnegie Europe analysis, statements from the EU and NATO, it honestly looks like one partner just secretly signed a lease on an apartment across town.
Yeah, that is a perfect way to put it. And the mission of today's deep dive is to map out exactly how that move is happening. Because we are looking at this unprecedented geopolitical rupture where Europe is actively, if quietly, sort of quiet quitting its historic reliance on the U.S.
Quiet quitting an entire geopolitical alliance.
Yeah,
Wow.
exactly.
And renting that separate apartment isn't just some sudden whim, you know? It traces directly back to this breaking point in January 2025.
Right, the meeting in Brussels.
Yeah, at the EU headquarters, the building they call the Space Egg because of that giant lantern-shaped center. The leaders actually referred to this 5-hour secret session as, get this, therapy night.
Therapy night. I mean, the trigger for that session was a renewed threat from the U.S. administration to literally annex Greenland. And that dropped right alongside these aggressive new trade tariffs.
Just wild stuff.
Totally wild.
Yeah.
So you had European leaders in that room realizing this wasn't just a temporary diplomatic hiccup. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney even messaged them during this period, warning bluntly that, the old America isn't coming back.
See, I'm not fully buying that narrative, though.
Oh, really? Why not?
Well, if you look at NATO's Mark Rutte, he's throwing around this flattery diplomacy, right? He's publicly agreeing to massive 5% defense spending targets.
Yeah, that did happen.
Right. And then in July 2025, you have EU President von der Leyen signing a deal for a single 15% tariff rate with the US, actually praising the president as a deal maker. So if they are making major trade pacts and flattering the administration, that looks exactly like maintaining the status quo, not quiet quitting.
I get why you'd say that, but you really have to look at the sheer disconnect between their public performance and their private strategy.
Okay, so you're saying it's an act.
Basically, yeah. That public flattery, those tariff deals, they are a smokescreen designed to buy time. Because Rutte and other European leaders realized that directly fighting the U.S. administration on every single issue was totally futile.
Oh, so you give Washington a headline win to keep them happy.
Exactly. A theoretical 5% defense target pegged for 2035 keeps the U.S. engaged, while Europe prepares a massive structural pivot behind the scenes.
So it's like Europe is trying to swap out the foundation of their house while they're still living in it.
It's a great analogy.
They have to keep the American defense umbrella propped up publicly so the roof doesn't cave in while they quietly, pour their own concrete underneath.
Spot on. And they are aggressively de-risking and de-Americanizing to pour that concrete. Take the tech sector, for example.
Right, the data servers.
Yeah, the Dutch Central Bank recently ditched Amazon Web Services to migrate all their data to a cloud built by Shorts Group, which is the company that owns the German supermarket chain Lidl.
Wait, little, like the grocery store.
Yes, literally the grocery store. I know it sounds absurd on the surface, but it's a highly deliberate move to utilize localized, closed-loop sovereign servers. It actually makes European financial data entirely immune to the U.S. Cloud Act.
Wow. And we were seeing that exact same decoupling in defense, too. I mean, Denmark outright rejected American Patriot missile batteries in favor of a Franco-Italian air defense system.
Yeah, the shift is undeniable.
And then there's the £37 billion European missile project currently underway. The sources note this wasn't just planned in a vacuum, you know, it was massively accelerated by the economic fallout of the US-Iran war.
Right, because when that conflict blockaded the Strait of Hormuz, it triggered these severe supply chain disruptions,
Yeah.
and that completely crippled European markets.
They took a massive hit.
They did. Europe felt the acute pain of being tied to a unilateral U.S. military action that they had absolutely zero control over. So the strategic consensus quickly became, well, never again.
Basically, realizing that relying on American infrastructure meant inheriting American geopolitical volatility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what you have to realize is that if Europe successfully rips out American tech and defense infrastructure, that doesn't just isolate Washington.
Right. This hits you, the listener. It hits your wallet and your daily life because we're talking about a massive fragmentation of the global markets our whole economy relies on.
Exactly. It changes everything from whose servers store your personal data, to which global companies dominate artificial intelligence, to how international payments are routed. We're watching the end of an era.
So Western tech doesn't automatically mean American tech anymore.
Right. The market is bifurcating. Now, EU President von der Leyen was careful at Davos to draw a hard line between the American populace and the administration's policies, you know, signaling that the American people remain friends.
And just imparting what the sources said, neither of us are taking sides on the politics of this, but she did make that distinction.
Right, absolutely. But regardless of the rhetoric, the shift towards strategic autonomy is in motion. The pivot is happening. Untangling a 75-year alliance of this magnitude is a massive, complex undertaking. It won't happen overnight.
No, of course not.
But the blueprint is undeniably drawn.
Which really leaves us with this final thought to mull over. If Europe successfully builds its own fully independent defense and tech ecosystems, how long will it be before they view the U.S. not just as an unreliable ally, but as a direct strategic rival?
A direct rival, yeah.
Definitely something to think about next time you check the lease on that 75-year marriage.